The Alexis Nakota Sioux Nation held the Nakota Strong Music Festival on July 1st. One of the many that were in attendance that night was Chief Tony Alexis. He goes on to say that Hank Alexis brought up the idea that they should invite performers from Canada and the United States to perform for the festival.
So one of our council, Councillor Hank Alexis, came up with the idea quite a few years ago with our council, shared it with the council, that he wanted to bring musicians here and celebrate Nakota Strong on July 1st to celebrate our identity, who we are. And the intent of it was that, you know, a lot of our people don't get to leave the community. So he wanted to bring the musicians here and have a day of entertainment and allow, you know, where the members who don't get to travel very much, they get to enjoy a nice festival like this.
Chief Alexis says that they were up late the night before for setting up for the event, saying that they are proud to be a part of the event that's become annual in their culture.
We have a lot of people who are working here. And they, you know, all last night they were working, setting up, decorating, and getting ready for this day. And so they're just happy to be a part of it. It's become a part of our annual activities and culture.
Chief Alexis says that this event is an opportunity to celebrate artists within the community as well, with three from the nation to be given the opportunity to share their gifts.
Our own musicians came up. You know, we had three different groups that went up to sing. And, you know, it allows our young people to have a stage to share their gift, too. You know, everybody, we a lot of people sing in a traditional way, in a cultural way. But we also have the artists who love to express themselves in this way, and we want to celebrate them. But we have others, too, who are coming from the States or are coming from throughout Canada. It's always a wonderful evening.
For Windspeaker Media News, I'm Daniel Barker-Tremblay.